From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
We know the hard work and dedication it takes to produce high-quality milk. We know dairy farmers are passionate about their cows and give top-notch care from fresh feed and water to clean, comfortable housing. That's why during June is Dairy Month, Farm Credit of the Virginias is saluting our dairy farmers and thanking them for all they do to produce such a nutritious and delicious ingredient to so many of our favorite things. Farm Credit, supporting dairy farmers for over 100 years.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
State health officials in numerous states are asking livestock producers, as well as pet owners and equine owners, to be on the lookout for signs of the New World screwworm. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has now reported multiple cases of the pest in Texas and New Mexico over the past 2 weeks. Officials emphasize that the issue is an animal health issue and not a food safety issue. Health experts say livestock producers and all animal owners should be vigilant if an animal has a wound that looks suspicious or is getting larger. Animal owners should consult a veterinarian immediately. More information is available at the website screwworm.gov. That's screwworm.gov.
Have you heard the buzz about West Nile virus? Protect yourself and your family from the mosquito bites that spread the virus. When you go outside, use mosquito repellent containing DEET. When possible, wear long-sleeve shirts and pants. And remove standing water around your home where mosquitoes breed. Anyone can become infected, but if you're over 50, you're at higher risk for severe disease or even death from West Nile virus. Remember, the best defense comes from things you can do yourself. Fight the bite. Tell mosquitoes to buzz off.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Just one bite from a tick can lead to serious illness, so it's important to properly prepare for any outdoor activity. Like Bob here.
Hi.
Bob has applied an insect repellent designed for ticks.
Sure.
He's wearing long sleeves to keep ticks off his skin, and to help him see the ticks better, he's wearing long, bright white pants tucked into his socks.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Those are my legs.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay, learn more about preventing tick-borne diseases from your local health department.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Oneida, New York. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WMCR-FM 101.1 in beautiful Oneida, New York. Our pearl of wisdom today came in several years ago from listener Don Myers, who says, "Inch by inch, it's a cinch, but yard by yard, that's hard." Thanks, Don, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.